Alicia, welcome to WUKY.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
You come all the way from Midway to talk about Francisco's Farm Art Fair, which is coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yep, very exciting.
How long have you guys been planning? You took a year off, and have you been planning since last year?
Yes. So we really, we canceled the event last year. And then later in the year, probably November, December, we started looking, okay, so what's going to happen for 2020? The world was still in a really different place in November and December even than it is now. So we started with the idea that we do want to have this, and we'll start planning, and we'll give ourselves a deadline. Like, this is the date we'll determine whether we're actually going to do this or not. And so that date was May 1st of this year. So we planned as if it would happen, and then we made a decision on May 1st.
Many people would be familiar with an art fair, but what makes Francisco's Farm Art Fair different?
Francisco's Farm Art Fair is actually a juried fine art show. So in order to participate in it, you have to meet the criteria, which includes ultimately artistic excellence. We typically have a panel of jurors, and that panel of jurors will select, once they have a culmination of all the applications, they'll select the top applications and let those folks in. With COVID happening the way it happened and the way the show happened last year, ultimately what we did is we determined if you've ever juried into Francisco's Farm Art Fair previously, then you would be allowed to participate this year. So it is a little different in a couple of ways, but ultimately all the artists are juried fine artists.
A lot has changed in a year. The fair is going to be in a different place this year. Some people are familiar with its location before, which was on the campus of Midway. Mm-hmm. It's not there anymore.
No. Previously, we have had it on Midway University's campus. However, set up there requires a whole lot of volunteers. And again, at the point that we had to make a decision about where we're going to place this, we sent out a survey to our local volunteers and said, hey, would you be available? Would you be interested? Would you feel safe volunteering this year? And a lot of them said no, because that was in January. Mm-hmm. And so we determined at that point, just to make sure that we could actually pull it off, that we would move it downtown this year, because artists are actually able to pull up exactly beside their booth space, and you just need far fewer volunteers. So so that was the strategy behind moving it to downtown Midway this year. Additionally, I think we all know that small businesses have really had a hard row to hoe this year, if you would. And so having it downtown would be supportive of our local merchants and restaurants, and that's something that we wanted to do. So it really accomplished two goals for us.
Yeah, it kind of brings a new energy to the festival, having it downtown and having it close to the other businesses. So people can kind of wander around the area, especially people coming from other areas that aren't familiar with downtown Midway. So it's kind of exciting.
Absolutely. It is very exciting. And I'm strategically placing the artists so that they're never blocking a doorway. What you can do is you can go check out this potter here, and then you can walk into this boutique and then roam over here to this restaurant, and you'll have easy access flowing between those things. So that's the theory. In reality, if you look back at the history of Francisco's Farm and what area that encompassed, both downtown and Midway University were part of Francisco's Farm. So even though we've moved the location of the art fair this year, we're still technically inside Francisco's Farm, which is pretty exciting.
There's a little bit of history with Francisco's Farm. How long has it been going on?
17 years. This will be the 17th.
Another thing that's different this year is the music. Mm-hmm. WKY is involved now, so we've been bringing some artists and bands to Midway for this weekend. That's kind of exciting. What went into the thought of bringing WKY into the mix?
Well, it is very exciting. So for me, as an event coordinator, I know lots of musicians and lots of bands and those type of things. What I know, though, is when I listen to WKY, you guys have a greater selection. You hit that eclectic mix a lot more than what I do. And so that's something that when you're thinking about a fine art fair, you really want to bring those things to the table. And that's something that I knew WUKY could do. They could bring a different mix, but perhaps a better mix than what I could bring to the table. So that was something that I wanted to get you guys on board for.
Six artists and bands performing this weekend, stretched out throughout the day. And it's a little bit of something for everybody. You've got singer-songwriter Blakely Berger and friends. She's a wonderful singer-songwriter, musician, plays multiple instruments. She's a music instructor herself. And she's going to bring her songs starting off, I believe, at 10:30 on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's some blues from the Mojo Tones. I hear those guys are very good, bringing some blues rock. And then you finish up on Saturday with a group called the Robert Fromm Band. Robert's originally from Virginia. He's based out of Lexington. They bring a really, really cool blues and rock sound, sort of a retro rock. That'll be fun for the family. On Saturday, you've got Maggie Lander, who's very familiar to our listeners at WUKY as part of the Landers, and she's played with many, many bands around town, and she's going to bring her solo act on Sunday. And again, that's going to be an early show right around 10:30. Follow that up with David Chill Napier, another singer-songwriter who's really a talented songwriter and can basically make up a song on the spot. He's that kind of a guy. Yeah. And then finishing up, Ben Lacey, one of the best guitarists in the state of Kentucky and maybe the finest in the state. He's known all over the world. He's bringing his singer, Corey Cross, who's going to perform as well with Ben, and that finishes up on Sunday evening. Mm-hmm. So really a wide range of music, wide range of artists, all bringing some Kentucky flavor to downtown Midway.
We've gotten permission, though, to utilize the West Banco parking lot, which means that we'll be bringing out a proper band shell and a stage. Folks can feel free to bring their lawn chair with them if they want. We'll have a few chairs and tables available, but we hope to have a lot more people than we do chairs. So, but folks can grab their lawn chairs and bring those out, plan to enjoy the day Saturday or Sunday or both with their families. Also important to note, I think, is parking will be available at Southern Equine. Our local churches are going to be offering parking, a couple of them. But the big place to park is going to be Southern Equine. Southern Equine does charge $5 for the parking, the use of the parking space. So, and that's not difficult for people to find as they're coming into Midway. So,
is there going to be a limit to how many people are able to come? I know it's outdoors, but what are the COVID protocols?
So for outdoor events, COVID protocols, my understanding is that you can have as many people as you'd like. Of course, we want people to feel safe and socially distant. If that's something that's important to them, we want them to feel like they can space out, which is the value of being outside and having the big band shell. You're not going to have to be crowded together in any space to really enjoy the music. So people can, you know, kind of be off to the side. They can sit in the middle. They can seat themselves where they please to enjoy the music. And it is a large space.
I'm sure there's going to be refreshments available as well. I mean, there'll be vendors or food trucks.
Mm-hmm. Well, so we actually opted this year because of COVID and because of the way that's impacted our local restaurants not to have any additional food trucks this year. However, our local restaurants are going to be converting, if you will, for the weekend. For example, Don Jockey plans to come out and bring street tacos and to-go margaritas out to the street. Mezzo's planning to bring pizza by the slice out on the street. The Brown Barrel's going to come up because they're, you know, physically located down the hill, but they're going to come up and they're going to do like burger and kids' hot dogs and beer and those kind of things. So there definitely will be outdoor vendors, but you'll actually be supporting your local restaurants by purchasing from those folks.
That is a great way to support the local businesses downtown and really good synergy there with the businesses. That's outstanding. Where can people find out information?
They can go to franciscosfarm.org.
Is this a ticketed event?
It is not a ticketed event. It's actually completely free to the public, which is part of what's so cool about WUKY bringing their musicians to the stage, because it's a great opportunity to bring your family out and enjoy some free live music. And it's going to be really good music.
Yeah, we're very excited to be participating. And we hope that people will take advantage of the opportunity to get out in the sunshine, enjoy beautiful downtown Midway. It's historic. And of course, you'll be supporting the local businesses there. It sounds like a lot of fun, Alicia.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be.
Thanks so much for coming in and telling us about Francisco's Farm Art Fair.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.